single soul. Reaching a further and stepping in closer.
God is good all the time, all the time. God is good. Welcome to Living Life. Yesterday, Paul was giving an answer to the question, why is the cross the solution to the Church of Corinth and to the humanity in general? Paul was basically saying that human beings cannot solve their sin problem with their own efforts, with science, technology, and education. Only the cross can solve the problems of sin. That's the reason why the cross is the wisdom of God and the power of God, which is way better than man's wisdom and man's strength. Today, we're going to see Paul's second answer to the question, how believers can solve the problems in the Church of Corinth and in the world. Let's read today's passage and find out Paul's second answer.
First Corinthians chapter 1, verses 26 through 31. Brothers and sisters, think of what you were when you were called. Not many of you were wise by human standards. Not many were influential. Not many were of noble birth. But God chose the foolish things of the world to shame the wise. God chose the weak things of the world to shame the strong. God chose the lowly things of this world and the despised things and the things that are not to nullify the things that are, so that no one may boast before him. It is because of him that you are in Christ Jesus, who has become for us wisdom from God, that is, our righteousness, holiness, and redemption. Therefore, as it is written, let the one who boasts boast in the Lord.
Welcome back to Living Life. As we have known already, the believers in Church of Corinth were making factions and groups. One group says, we love Paul. He's the greatest guy. We are his fan. The other group says, we love Apollos. He's the coolest guy. We follow him. So they were so proud of themselves, they started criticizing and judging other groups in the church. Therefore, Paul began to give the second answer to the Church of Corinth. And obviously, we can apply Paul's second answer in our church and in our society. I will summarize his second answer in 4 points. Point number one, God does not call many outstanding people. Number two, God calls simple and humble people. Number three, God's purpose is to eliminate man's pride. Number four, God's real wisdom is Jesus Christ. Let's get down to the point number one. God does not call many outstanding people. Let's read verse 26. Brothers and sisters, think of what you were when you were called. Not many of you were wise by human standards. Not many were influential. Not many were of noble birth. The Corinthians were boasting about their wisdom, understanding, gifts, and abilities. They heard great messages from great speakers such as Paul and Apollos. And in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, 13, and 14, we see that Corinthians possessed many kinds of spiritual gifts, such as word of knowledge, word of wisdom, speaking in tongues, interpretation of tongues, gift of healing, speaking prophecy, so on and on. Of course, these kind of gifts are very useful in the ministry, and many people will be helped and get spiritual benefits out of them. But these spiritual gifts are also subject to the temptation and pride. That's the reason why so many talented preachers and healers in Christian ministry become proud and fall. And exactly the Church of Corinth yielded to the temptation of pride. Therefore, Paul was saying to Corinthians, you guys have to remember when you were saved. God didn't save you because you were influential, of noble birth, or very gifted. We were all sinners, and we were saved by God's grace. For God, our influence, origin of birth, and our spiritual gifts don't matter. How about you and I? In the beginning of our spiritual journey, we were so humble. We knew and acknowledged that we were all sinners. We knew that we are not saved by our good works and our good merits, but by God's grace alone. But time goes by and we add up our knowledge, wisdom, and good works, and we think we are pretty good Christians and start judging other Christians. We have to remember our origin. We were sinners saved by God's grace. Our good deeds, our knowledge and wisdom that we've been piling up don't matter to God at all. We were nothing before God, and we are still nothing before God. If we are something, then it's by God's grace. Point number two, God calls simple and humble people. Let's read verses 27 and 28. But God chose the foolish things of the world to shame the wise. God chose the weak things of the world to shame the strong. God chose the lowly things of this world and the despised things and the things that are not to nullify the things that are. Here we see that Paul says over and over again, three times, God chose, God chose, God chose. The Greek word of to choose, exelexstato, means call, select, choose. God is the one who called us and selected us, meaning he saved us. Man, through their own effort, cannot save themselves. It is God who saves man. And there is reason why God saves foolish things, weak things, and lowly things of the world. Note that Paul doesn't say here foolish people, weak people, lowly people. This is the perspective how wise people, rich people, powerful people see other people. They are not people, they are things. Do you see their pride and their arrogance? The wise feel self-sufficient in their education, knowledge, and wisdom. The strong are proud because they're rich, fame and power. They don't need God. Therefore, God says to them, your will be done. You don't want me? Then you can't have me. However, God chooses those who humble themselves before him, confessing to you, to God, your will be done. Then God says, yes, my will is to save you and make you holy because you humble yourself before God. Point number three, God's purpose is to eliminate man's pride. Let's read verse 29. So that no one may boast before him. God doesn't save wise, strong, and rich people because they are wise, strong, and rich. No, God doesn't save them because they are proud. God saves foolish, weak, and lowly people not because they are lack of something. No, God saves them because they are humble. The Bible says that God resists the proud, but show grace to the humble. Why? Because we cannot save ourselves. It is God, 100% God, who saves us. Humble people acknowledge this. Proud people don't. That's why God eliminates man's pride by saving humble people only. Point number four, our last point for today. God's real wisdom is Jesus Christ. Let's read verses 30 and 31. It is because of him that you are in Christ Jesus, who has become for us wisdom from God, that is our righteousness, holiness, and redemption. Therefore, as it is written, let the one who boasts, boast in the Lord. We have seen today that we cannot save ourselves. Our wisdom, knowledge, education, and any of our own efforts cannot save us. God is the one who saves us. Therefore, we have to humble ourselves before God. How does God save us? God saves us not through man's wisdom, but through God's wisdom, which is Jesus Christ. Our wisdom say that Jesus should not die. He should get rid of Romans and his enemies like Pharisees, Sadducees, and teachers of the law who persecuted him. But God's wisdom says, no, I will let my son to serve you, to love you, be persecuted for you, and die for you. This is how we can see the wisdom of God. As we see the life and death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, we see the wisdom of God, the righteousness of God, the holiness of God, and the redemption of God. Let me wrap up today's message with a few questions. Are you relying on your own wisdom or the wisdom of God day by day? Do you try to save yourself or do you let God to save you each and every day? Is Christ your wisdom, righteousness, and holiness? Let's pray. Dear God, I cannot save myself. Only you can save me through Christ. Let Christ be my righteousness, my wisdom, and my holiness. In Christ's name I pray. Amen.
For a single soul, reaching a world and stepping in closer, CGM.